السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد بن عبد الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah Jalla wa Azz for all His provisions. We seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guidance. May Allah Jalla wa Ala accept all our efforts. Peace and blessings be upon the Messenger of Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala. Briefly, in our today's khutbah, ذكر الإمام الذهبي في السير أعلام النبلاء, one of the great imams who's famous and known, الإمام الذهبي, and one of his famous book, سير أعلام النبلاء. He mentioned about one of the jurists, one of the noble scholars, أحمد بن حرب, رحمه الله تعالى رحمة الأبرار, أبو عبد الله أحمد بن حرب النيسابوري. He mentioned about him one of the beautiful words that are quoted from this great jurist and the scholar. فقال أحمد بن حرب رحمه الله تعالى عبدت الله 50 سنة. أحمد بن حرب says عبدت الله 50 سنة. I worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 50 years. فما وجدت حلاوة العبادة حتى تركت 3 أشياء. I experienced not the sweetness of the ibadah, the worship, until I abandoned the 3 things. Normally, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because in most cases we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained that, Allah instructed us to worship Him, and we're not created except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question is, how many times do we worship Allah and we experience the sweetness of worshipping? How many times have you ever worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any kind of worship, in any act of worship, and you crave for more? You feel like you don't want to stop doing this act of worship. إلا من رحم الله سبحانه وتعالى. But this noble alim, this jurist, is saying, I worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 50 years, but I never experienced the sweetness of worshipping until I left 3 things, until I abandoned 3 things. One, he said, taraktu ridwan nas. I abandoned pleasing people. تركت رضا الناس حتى قدرت أتكلم بالحق. I abandoned pleasing human beings, pleasing mankind, so that I could speak the truth. In most cases, if you need to please everyone when it comes to the side of deen, you end up messing up. Because
most especially those who are, let's say, the mashayikh, the du'at, who are calling to the deen, who are spreading the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if your intention is not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you end up preaching and spreading the da'wah to please the people, because you need these subscribers, you need the followers, or the followers, you need likes from the people, and you end up leaving the haqq. You don't say what is recommended to you, what Allah instructed you in the Quran, or what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you determine and you persevere to say whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't care, because your intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Ahmed ibn Harb say, "Taraktu ridha an-nas," I abandoned pleasing people, "hatta qadirtu atakallama bil haqq," so that I could speak the truth. The second thing he said, "Taraktu suhbata al-fasiqin hatta wajadtu suhbata as-salihin," I avoided the bad company so that I could have good company. I abandoned bad company, suhbata al-fasiqin, because in most cases, if you want to know whether alhamdulillah you have good friends, those are the friends who will help you to enjoy the good deeds. Who will tell you, "Akhil Kareem, ittaqillah fi nafsik, fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be aware of Allah." If you have friends, those who can tell you when you do evil, just know that, "Akhil Kareem, your life is in danger." If someone can tell you, and if someone watches you doing wrong, you're committing evil, you're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he just laughs at you, he enjoys watching you disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a big problem. And in most cases, we have these kind of friends who can't even tell you, "Akhil Kareem, let's go to the salah." Whether you don't pray or you pray, he doesn't care. If we have friends, those who take us, you know, to the bars, to the clubs, to the beach, watching naked women, we don't have those friends who encourage us to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما سمعتم أقول قبل هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم توبوا إلى الله فالتائب من ذنبك من لا ذنب له. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين في عجالة سريعة. The second point we stopped on is تركت صحبة الفاسقين. أحمد بن حرب says, I avoided bad company. قال أحد السلف, one of the predecessors سلف said, الصاحب ساحب, الصاحب ساحب. If you have a friend who's bad, like it or not, his ways, his actions will have to affect you, like it or not. If you have bad company, like it or not, their actions will affect you, no matter what. In the long run, you will end up to be like them. Because if, alhamdulillah, you're okay, and their actions, their ways are bad, you will judge yourself that I don't fit in this company. This is not the group I'm supposed to be in. I have to find people whom, alhamdulillah, we have to be on the istiqamah. Wa illa, if you want to fit in them, you have to behave like them, or you imitate their actions. Wal'iyadu billah. Lastly, Ahmad ibn Harb says, taraktu حلاوة الدنيا حتى وجدت حلاوة الآخرة. I relinquished the pleasures of the dunya, the pleasures of the world, حتى وجدت حلاوة الآخرة, until I found the pleasures of the afterlife.
ضدّاني لا يجتمعاني. Two things apart. You can't claim to love the Akhirah. You can't claim the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be among those who are going to be granted the Jannah. Yet you have the affection and so much love for this dunya. You're striving for this dunya. Wallahi, they can't connect. Either you leave one. If you have so much love for dunya, just know, Akhil Kareem, that Akhirah, your Akhirah is in too much doubt for you. Then you have to either to decrease the love of dunya so that you can achieve the Akhirah. That's how the Salaf lived. We don't say that, okay, you're not supposed to leave the dunya. No, you leave the dunya, but you, يعني تقديم حب الآخرة. Akhirah is the first priority in your life. You want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want Jannah. That will make you strive for the Jannah. Strive for the Akhirah. Or if you love the dunya, then this is the problem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah azza wa jalla strengthen our iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our shortcomings. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله بها عليه عشر. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن أصحاب رسول الله خصوصا منهم أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن بقية أصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، أذل الشرك والمشركين، دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، انصر إخواننا في غزة كلهم مؤيدا ونصيرا، بناتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة، وقنا عذاب النار. وصل اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.